Dictation for Katy, K-A-T-Y, Minyard, M-I-N-I-A-R-D, August 29, 78. Mrs. Minyard comes for follow-up post-hospital when she presented with low blood pressure, 65 over 34, weakness, abnormal kidney function, electrolyte, sodium, potassium, magnesium abnormalities, was at Sparrow, S-P-A-R-R-O-W, in Lansing from February 2nd to February 5. She did not have any nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. In fact, she has constipation and there was no bleeding. No major changes on medications. Kidney function improved, did not require dialysis. Briefly was on midodrine that was eventually stopped by the patient. She did fail with a fracture on the left ankle area for what she's wearing a cast. No plans for immediate surgery. Incidentally, coronavirus was positive, but she did not have any respiratory symptoms. Husband was also affected. Right now, no sustained palpitation, no dyspnea, cough, sputum production, nor orthopnea, PND. Urine clear without infection, cloudiness, or blood. No skin rash or bruises. No headaches. No bleeding nose gums or new localized joint tenderness. She does have diffuse body pain, fibromyalgia. Next paragraph, medications. She's not using any diuretics. Remains on blood pressure verapamil. Same dose as before. Clonazepam was discontinued, presently taking trazodone. For rheumatoid arthritis on sulfasalazine, being off the Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, for about a month or two. Insurance, however, has approved it, and she's going to restart it. She takes a number of medications for neuropathy and psychiatry disorder. Next paragraph, blood pressure 120/76. Telemedicine, alert orientation 3, normal speech, good historian, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, I review the discharge summary. Creatinine was around 2.3 and is slowly improving, 1.7, now back to normal at 1. Received potassium replacement that she's not taking at this time. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from yesterday, March 14, mild anemia 12.3, abnormal white blood cell and platelets, normal differential, creatinine at 1 for GFR better than 60, a normal potassium acid base, a normal albumin calcium phosphorus, minor decrease of sodium 136. Prior high hemoglobin, normal white blood cell platelets, prior relatively small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. Most recent CAT scan, November 2021, of abdomen and pelvis. Recent echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, no major abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury associated to low blood pressure. Symptomatic, near syncope. Etiology is not clear. By history, there was no reported vomiting, diarrhea, and she's not taking any diuretics. There was no evidence of infection, no evidence of acute cardiovascular events, no changes on medications, kidney function is back to normal and baseline. Next number, hypertension on verapamil, presently normal, off midodrine. Next number, there were electrolyte abnormalities. The records, sodium, potassium, calcium abnormalities that are now back to normal. Not clear the etiology. Again, nothing to suggest gastrointestinal or diuretic use. Next number, rheumatoid arthritis. To restart biological agents, remains on sulfasalazine, denies diarrhea. Next number, she has a history of Ehlers-Danlos, personal as well as family, clinically stable. Next number, prior Graves' disease, total thyroidectomy and replacement. I'm not aware of any adrenal insufficiency. Nothing to suggest that. Next number, coronavirus incidental finding, did not have respiratory symptoms. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, does not require treatment, not symptomatic. Next paragraph, continue to monitor chemistries every 3 months. She presently has no primary care, but is going to establish in St. Louis. Come back in 6 months, end of dictation,